County governments say they are stretched thin because of the pandemic, with plummeting revenues to fund services and increased responsibilities to carry out coronavirus testing and other new tasks assigned by Governor Cuomo. Those include inspecting gyms and policing bars and restaurants for pandemic safety violations. Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, is president of the New York State County Executives Association. He also ran for governor on the Republican ticket against Cuomo in 2018. Molinaro says most of the functions of county government fly under the radar screen until there's an emergency like COVID-19.
There is no flattening the curve without county governments. There are no test sites, there's no testing infrastructure, there's no lab coordination, there is no distribution of PPE without county governments.
Dr. Kevin Watkins, the public health director for Cattaraugus County and the head of the state's Association of County Health Officials, says local health departments are on the absolute front line for fighting the virus and need more help with new directives to oversee testing in schools in virus hotspots.
Our local health departments are short-staffed. We're working overtime, and we're being folded into this newest initiative without any proper support, any funding, or any guidance.
The county leaders complain, though, that most of the communication with Cuomo and his administration is one way right now. They say the governor gives the orders and they have to carry them out. The Association of Counties' Stephen Aquario says the counties have submitted a list of 75 proposals to the governor. They include lifting the state's property tax cap, gleaning more money from state thruway tolls, and allowing counties to borrow more. But he says they've heard nothing back yet.
He is the entire government right now. There is no legislative role whatsoever. We are operating under an extraordinary powers that have been given and granted to our governor.
The county leaders were also critical of the state legislature, which has not met since July. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, a Democrat, says the Senate and Assembly have not taken an active role in deciding how to deal with a $15 billion state budget deficit. McCoy says state lawmakers gave away too much decision-making power to the governor last March when the state emergency was first declared, and they're now using that transfer of responsibility as an excuse not to act.
Where were you for 4 months when this started? If you wanted to take that power away, you should have been doing your job. They haven't shown up. So we need them to show up to do their job, to get the stimulus package 5, and be the leaders of the Senate Assembly. Where have you been?
A spokesman for the Democrats who lead the state Senate, Mike Murphy, responded in a statement that McCoy's comments are a cheap shot and that county leaders should instead be working with state lawmakers. Murphy says the state legislature has already acted on bills to help people stay in their homes, as well as enacting historic police reforms. A spokesman for the state assembly Democrats, Mike Weiland, says McCoy is entitled to his own wrong opinion and that the legislature has passed a number of bills to address the pandemic. Cuomo has taken some measures to control spending, including temporarily holding back some state aid from localities and schools. But he says he doesn't want to make final decisions about the budget until he sees whether President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden wins on November 3rd and whether Democrats take over the U.S. Senate.
First, you're going to know in less than a month, and any action you take will cause damage.
McCoy says that's too long to wait. He says even if Democrats win, it would take until at least March before funds from a new federal relief package became available. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.